This is The World. I'm Katie Clark. It was don't ask, don't tell for nearly two decades. The rule prevented gay men and lesbians from openly serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Then last month, President Obama signed a new law that repeals the policy. Today we're going to a country where the policy might be described as will ask, must tell. The country is Turkey. Military service there is mandatory, but gays are not only ineligible to serve, Turkey's military brands them as sick. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Istanbul.
If you're a Turkish man, there are only two ways to avoid doing your 15 months of military service: having a physical or mental disability. In Turkey, that includes being gay. Emrecan Özen, an openly gay man, got his exemption in a relatively speedy 8 days.
I went to the military hospital to meet a psychiatrist there, and he wanted me to get some photos taken. I actually had brought some photos with me. He didn't like them. He wanted me to take some more and gave me 4 days for it.
So Ozan says he arranged for a sex date and took some more pictures. The psychiatrist said the first photos were missing something.
They weren't very explicit. They were mostly from previous lovers and kissing and stuff. He wanted much more explicit pornographic photos. The idea is to be passive receiver, I guess. I'm trying to be radio-friendly when I speak.
Recently, gays have reported the military using other methods to prove whether potential recruits are really homosexual. Some psychiatrists order week-long hospital stays for observation or interviews with parents. But Ozan isn't as bothered by the humiliations as much as he is by what he sees as the military's archaic belief that homosexuality is an illness.
I was diagnosed with advanced psychosexual disorder. I don't know what it entails, but for homosexuality, sometimes this is the diagnosis. Sometimes it's just homosexuality, and sometimes it's just psychosexual disorder, but mine is advanced psychosexual disorder. I guess they were very happy with the photos.
The Turkish military declined to comment, but it did issue a statement explaining its policy on homosexuality and denying that it asks for photos or even considers them. No one really knows how the military defines proof of homosexuality. There's also a lot of uncertainty about what getting a rotten health report means. Ferhat Soyle is a lawyer at Lambda, a gay rights NGO in Istanbul.
People contact Lambda asking for legal advice. A frequently asked question is, I don't want to go to the military. How can I get a rotten report? Or they ask, if I get that report, how will it affect my professional life? Will I face discrimination?
The document showing exemption from military service states only that someone was ineligible for health reasons, but that doesn't necessarily shield someone from problems.
If the boss pushes that person to find out what kind of health problems he has, or if they try to find out from the military office in an illegal way, they might find out about the psychosexual sickness part, and that can lead to problems.
Gays in Turkey commonly face discrimination and brutality in civilian and military life, activists say. It takes a lot of courage to come out. Just ask Mehmet Tarhan. He held a press conference announcing that he was a conscientious objector and gay, but refused to prove it to military officials because he doesn't recognize homosexuality as a sickness. He spent 10 months in prison. Because serving is mandatory, Tarhan says the military policy creates a terrible quandary for gays, forcing them to come out for the wrong reason.
I'm supposed to go to the military and tell them that I'm sick, while at the same time trying to tell the public that this is not a sickness? This cuts your identity in two. After struggling with a gay identity in Turkey, that's the biggest slap in the face. When I talk to people who have been through this, they complain more about this problem than the pictures.
Gays in the military is still not a big story in Turkey, but this could be changing. The case of a Turkish soccer referee who was fired after his rotten report was made public has gotten a lot of press. His lawsuit against the Turkish Soccer Federation starts next month. Activists hope it becomes a landmark case in anti-gay discrimination. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.